In Hawaii, there are a lot of veterans to celebrate. Military veterans comprise about 11% of the population. Overall, in Hawaii, their unemployment rate is about the same as other residents, 4.2%. Experts think, however, that younger vets, 18 to 24, match the national average of over 20% unemployed. Here we take a look at challenges and a success. Venice Hanek's a therapist and team leader at the Honolulu Vet Center. A veteran herself, she says 35 to 40% of veterans would have stayed in the military if they could. A lot of vets from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars served 3 to 4 deployments.
And they're still in their late 20s. They're limping, they can't walk right, they're used to being in charge. It's a big change for them.
Honeck says the GI Bill provides education and a stipend, a good route for some. Some seeking civilian employment may run into challenges.
There's probably frustration with coworkers or with not understanding a different culture. And then there's things that they bring with them from having been in combat. That's why it's so important to get them connected to mental health services.
Craig Bowling was in the Air Force 12 years until 1989. He loved it. His last full-time job ended in 2008. He moved to Hawaii 2 years ago.
Basically, once you lose your job, people started looking at you differently. Why can't you find a job? It affected you a lot mentally, physically. You started doing things that you didn't normally do.
So your housing situation went from staying with a friend
to on the beach. Most people would stop and say, "You don't look like you're homeless." I said, "Yeah, I am." I never dressed like I was homeless. I still went to an interview, a shirt and a tie. Being ex-military, I rolled up stuff to keep the wrinkles out and found ways to hang it up so the wrinkles would come out. Some of the canals around here, probably I've still got clothes in some of these canals because it got too much to carry around. I would just want to do menial jobs. Flip hamburgers, take garbage out, sweep floors, do anything. All I wanted was money so I could eat. My last shot for a job, one of the ladies, as I was leaving, she said, "Hey, one of the people that we hired here went through this program. It was U.S. Vets." I explained my situation to them. I'm just living on the beach right now. They said, "Okay, we're going to send somebody out to get you." Probably within 2 hours, they actually came out and got me. And they said, "We're going to find you a place to stay."
U.S. Vets offers counseling and job assistance at Kalailoa, Barbers Point, plus up to 2 years of transitional housing.
I said, "I'm going to be gone in 9 months." And I decided that I would do exactly what the program asked me to do. Some of my counselors didn't know it, but there were a lot of sleepless nights that I would wonder why. The first part of the program was great because even angry, mad, understanding why, all of that came out. And I was like, "Wow, this is probably why I don't have a job," because I didn't know I was angry. I didn't know I was mad. I didn't know I was depressed.
Bowling says he sent out 234 job requests and finally landed a part-time job at $13 an hour.
Once I worked, I realized that I really can do this.
Hiring a veteran has benefits.
Venice Honeck.
Veterans are going to be more reliable, generally speaking, I believe. And I think that they're going to be more committed, that can-do attitude. And the connection, if they go in, there's an automatic expectation that they're going to be part of the team.
Bowling has his own place in IAEA now and works 2 full-time jobs in Honolulu.
If there's a vet out there that's living on the street, go to U.S. Vets. But you're going to have to do the work. I know this is Veterans Day, and this is the day for veterans. And I'm thankful for everything.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.